KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies and 40 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In area news, police in Creston report 18-year-old Gage William Megason of Creston was arrested at his home recently for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Megason was released from the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a promise to appear in court. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is seeking information on an incident that occurred at around 6:54 a.m. Thursday. Authorities say Page County Communications received a call about an unconscious man that had fallen and was bleeding in the 3900 block of 150th Street. Shenandoah Rescue arrived on the scene and transported the man to the Shenandoah Hospital and then to the Nebraska Medicine in Omaha. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was notified by medical personnel that the man had injuries consistent with a possible vehicle strike. Deputies determined the man was walking on 150th between 390th Avenue and 400th Avenue near the Walnut Creek Bridge. The man was walking with a large dog at the time and received life-threatening injuries. The dog, a Great Pyrenees, received an injured paw. Deputies are looking for anyone who observed either the male or his dog walking in the area the morning of Thursday, May 7th, or anybody who may have driven through the area between 6:30 and 6:54 a.m. If you have any information, you're asked to contact Deputy Andrew Wake or Chief Deputy Tim Bothwell at 712-374-2424. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court to a little more than 11 years in prison on a drug charge. 37-year-old David Walling Jr. of Council Bluffs was sentenced for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Walling will serve 134 months in prison to be followed by a five-year term of supervised release. Authorities say on July 13th of 2019, law enforcement attempted to stop Walling, who was operating a motorcycle, in a parking garage in Council Bluffs. Walling failed to stop for police and took off at a high rate of speed. He was stopped before he could exit the parking garage. At the time of Walling's arrest, he was found to be in possession of 43.34 grams of actual methamphetamine. The case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police and Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And the U.S. Attorney's Office on Wednesday announced 50-year-old Patrick Spagnotti of Omaha was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court on a charge of bank robbery. Spagnotti was sentenced to 36 months in prison to be followed by a three-year term of supervised release. Officials say on April 5th of last year, Spagnotti handed a note to a teller at the U.S. Bank in Council Bluffs that demanded money, and the teller gave Spagnotti $4,335 in cash. Once Spagnotti left the bank, law enforcement attempted to stop him and pull him over, but Spagnotti accelerated to speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. Law enforcement eventually executed a controlled stop of the vehicle and arrested Spagnotti. The cash was recovered by law enforcement. That case was also investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, along with the Iowa State Patrol, FBI, and the Great Plains Violent Task Crimes Force. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday said it was investigating a theft that occurred on the 100 block of South Broadway Street in Exira. That took place sometime between 5 p.m. May the 5th and 7 a.m. May the 6th. The suspect took a 2002 H&H utility trailer. A single-axle trailer with a wood bottom was described as being 5 feet wide by 10 feet long with 1 foot tall metal sides. It has rust on the metal sides and wheel wells, and the left wheel well has a noticeable dent. Now, you can see a picture of a similar trailer in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com for reference. Anyone with information about the incident or may have seen any suspicious activity in the area is urged to contact the Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 712-563-2631 or Audubon County Crime Stoppers at 563-2234. Authorities say a reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the theft. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a traffic stop at around 1:10 a.m. Thursday in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of a 17-year-old male and 24-year-old Blake Michael Zweck. Both were charged with theft in the first-degree motor vehicle related. The vehicle in question, a 2007 BMW 328i valued at $10,000, was reported stolen from Whetstone Enterprises. One person was cited Wednesday afternoon following a disturbance in Avoca. Authorities say 61-year-old Joseph Flory Rozonka was cited for harassment in the second degree by threatening bodily injury. The incident was with regard to a disagreement between Rozonka and 30-year-old female tenant that he rents to. Wednesday morning, 27-year-old Charles Frederick Pennington Jr. was arrested on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Pennington was taken into custody after turning himself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office. And 18-year-old Mackenzie Kesters turned herself into the Sheriff's Office Tuesday afternoon. She was wanted on a warrant for OWI, first offense. Red Oak police report the arrest of a Red Oak man Thursday afternoon. At around 1:10 p.m., officers arrested 38-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak in the 200 block of West 3rd Street. Trost was taken into custody for violation of his pretrial release agreement. He faces charges of 3 counts of burglary in the 3rd degree, criminal mischief in the 4th, and attempted burglary in the 3rd degree of a vehicle. Trost was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $20,000 cash bond. Elsewhere in the news, crews working to finish fixing levees busted in last year's deluge are getting some help from the weather. John Remus with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said Thursday that it is much better shape than a year ago. The flooding last spring along the Missouri River and its tributaries inundated thousands of acres of farmland in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. Among 61 levees approved for repair in an area spanning from Rulo, Nebraska to the mouth of the Mississippi River, 39 have been restored to the height they were before last spring's deluge. Upstream of Rulo, all but one levee has been repaired. Well, Shift ATL, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, will be hosting a one-day fundraise-a-thon on Friday, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Options to donate and participate will include physical drop-off at 14 East 4th Street, practicing social appropriate distancing and or various digital opportunities. With generous support from an involved community member, officials say all funds raised during this event will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. Members of Shift ATL will be present at their first commercial renovation project at 14 East 4th Street in Atlantic from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on May the 15th for the one-day fundraise-a-thon. They'll have the upper building open to the public tour to see the projected floor plans and 3D renderings from both the lower and upper level and hear about recent progress. If you'd like a tour of the space, Shift ATL asks that you please practice appropriate social distancing. Only 6 people will be allowed in the building at a time to ensure the safety of everyone. And if you wish to participate in the fundraiser, you can donate in the form of cash, a check, or through a Venmo account. There will also be food available on the site. Shift ATL will be partnering with the Atlantic Atlas Cinema for a popcorn fundraiser as well that same day. Swing by the theater anytime from 2 until 7 p.m. May 15th to grab your afternoon or evening snacks. And they'll be running a digital fundraiser for those who are not able to stop by in person. You can find out more in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. And finally, in Western Iowa news, an iconic restaurant is closing for good. Kronk's Cafe in Denison opened in 1929. Eric and Terry Skoog have owned the restaurant since 1984. Presidential candidates from both political parties have campaigned in the cafe.
I think we've just about done everything we possibly could have. We had weddings and funerals and birthday parties, young and old.
Skoog says he and his wife wrestled with the decision to close.
It's been in the back of our mind. We were trying to figure out what the exit strategy is going to be, and that was even a year or two ago.
And the restaurant has had a string of owners over the past 8 decades. Skoog, who bought the restaurant from his father, said it will be a rough patch for restaurant owners in the near term until the pandemic subsides, and he's hoping to find a new buyer.
I really hope the Kronk's name stays. I mean, I wasn't the Kronk. We inherited it.
The cafe sits along Highway 30, what used to be called the Old Lincoln Highway. Skoog says back in the day when Kronk's was open at all hours, the Sons of the Pioneers and other bands would stop to eat in the middle of the night as they traveled from show to show. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.